You've done so well waiting for me, dear. And now that I've put the awareness into the world that you are edged up, that you are going to be right on edge, and that climax would happen in seconds, that if I truly meant for you to come, you'd be coming. Well, you get a little pleasure. You just have to also listen to my plan as I unwind it. You're delicious. I want you too, you know. I'd love to just slip you inside of me, set you off, let you spurt, but storing up this energy is so lovely. Even more, or at least as much as, I am tempted by letting you get off. I am tempted by keeping you this way forever. But the horizon of forever is infinitely long, whereas I can still make the decision to make you climax any time in between. Focus on my words. Try to focus on anything except this glistening, pre-cum slicked shaft between your legs. Try to keep your mind somewhere that isn't on this stroking. The stroking. Here's a reward for you. Here's exactly what you need. Oh, you may think you need to finally spurt, that these pent-up, tented-up, heated balls need to finally be allowed to empty their massive cargo, squirt after spurt, flying into the palm of my hand, or against my tongue, or if I did slip you inside, rebounding in my pussy in a way that would almost set me off too. Spattering inside of me. That's what you want, isn't it? Well, luckily, my arousal waits a little longer than yours. So, all around us, imagine it while I stroke you, while I taste you. All around us, echoing out from this place, there is a message of denial, a warning, an edged-up signal. And it's ending up in the dreams of people. It's pulling some toward my position of wanting to see others denied and pent up, and some toward your position of arousal and climax being separated. Your arousal is no longer about a linear journey from A to B, from one to two. You are no longer on rails. You are now unbound. Your arousal may lead you anywhere. Even into the palm of my hand. By abstaining, you don't end up on the wrong side of my spells, my workings, my rules, and so holding back. And others abstain either because they love seeing you denied, as I do, or for the less sophisticated reason, stroke and stroke, rub and taste. Oh, you're delicious. Of wanting to avoid the consequences of this thick, virile load being left in them. You studding up one of the unwary might result in them being quite, well, shall we say, pollinated. Accordingly, you busily wait. You manufacture the perfect climax inside these full aching balls. And yet no transgression, only your reward. Torment, but a reward. Now that I've warned all my students in this place, now that I have warned anyone who might know just how your thick, heated load would affect them, there's zero chance that they're going to help you out. Because everyone under my control here, which does not include you could grab this thing and break my rules any time. There might be consequences, but it's all you. Suffice to say, no one here is going to help you get off because they all want to see you denied, want to see you pent up, want to see you captive. Oh, the taste of you, the feel of you. Undoubtedly, they're all in their bunks masturbating, as I will be after. I want you inside. I've deliberately brought someone here and turned them into an experiment. You are an experiment in the perfect climax, the most pent-up, denied, virile possible signal. All the sperm in your balls, sure, but also the dripping pre-cum here, delicious and tasting of just traces of how denied you are. The firmness of your erection, it's been getting harder day by day, every time we do this, and it's been getting harder to restrain, harder to abstain. But you want your reward. Hands off, hold back, keep yourself loaded and at the ready. Because think of every seductive figure who wants you, of every whispering voice you've seen, every gaze locked on your length. Even think of me. What if you went back to your bunk, and at some moment that I wasn't surveilling, wasn't listening, when no one was passing by in the corridor, you got yourself off? If I left you in a position to do that, spurting load after load, where would you even do it? Into a tissue? Into your hand? Would you climax on a towel? Would you even try to do something to hide it? Well, whatever your cause and whatever your intention, there's now no one around here willing to help you get off. And if you did just come in your hand, wouldn't it eventually overflow with how much thick, waiting fluid is inside of you? You are just a creature of fluid dynamics. Inside of your body, there is a waiting signal, a connection between your brain and your pent-up balls, between your hardened cock that I'm now jacking off, although I'm not gonna let you climax, jerking, stroking, licking. I can see your mind connected to this. Wouldn't it be such a waste to just squirt all this lovely load on the floor when you know that if you came in one of the women around here, if you came in me, then assuredly you would leave such a mark that I would keep coming back, that any of the ladies under my tutelage would keep coming back. They all want you. And if you walk around the object of their desire, having secretly climaxed, then when they drag you to bed, you won't be as pent up as they expect. You wouldn't be as aroused. Your testes would not be as full of your seed. Your body would not be able to give them what they need. And wouldn't that just be so sad? Wouldn't that be so much less than fun? And we're here to have fun, dear. So what you need is to listen. What you need is to listen to the seed of desire. It's in you, but it's also in every woman out there, everyone milling around. I just happen to know a little bit more than them. I encouraged everyone to stay away from you, and it's not just because I want you for myself, growing more and more pent up. This is good practice. It practices others, and it practices you, and it is a practice of chaste temptation, of deliberate abstinence. You must get hard in an instant now, if you're not hard all the time. Spring-loaded and energetic. You want to release. Your erection here shows me how turned on you are. But it's not in my nature, and it's not in the nature of any of my students, to give you an easy out. You want. I want to feel you splashing that seed. I want to feel spurt after squirt after spurt, mindless and impossible to escape in the rut and pleasure of us. Now, you're here with me, and they've filed out. So, of course, it is safe for me to turn you on more than it would be if they were around. After all, if I got you too excited, they might forget themselves and ride you to an oblivious climax, languishing your cock inside of them, holding on to it and warming it within them as you come and come, and your hot spurts fill them. So keep your hands off. I am an expert. I am trained in the operation of this device, and you assuredly are not. Just because it's attached to you, just because it's wired into your mind, doesn't mean you know the best way to use it. You are learning too. For all you are my example model, my student, the perfection of my designs. And you are delicious. You won't be able to trick anyone around here. Everyone knows just how virile and full this is. The only way you're going to climax is by my hand, or by someone losing control. And the ladies here could milk you dry, leave you emptied and dehydrated, your energy sucked away, as they milk you and play with you, lost to their throw, vastly underestimating even their own urges. Maybe you find that kind of sexy, but I still wouldn't recommend doing it. I recommend you listen. Listen and synchronize with my words. Let them take you away. Ignore the way I'm putting thumb and forefinger to the base of your shaft, resting my tongue under the head. Ignore the licks. Ignore the strokes. Ignore the throb that is synchronized with and connected to your mind. Ignore the way you're hearkening back to every night you've sat with this erection teasing and taunting you, denied, abstinent, waiting, your balls filling with cloying, thick seed. You want to spurt, you want to squirt, you want to be milked dry and empty. I know it, I can see it on the veins in your skin, on the way you begin to move your hips forward, and then you remember yourself. You remember my rules. Good. It is good that you do so. Because the only one around here who's going to be inclined to break them now is me. And let me tell you, if you climaxed right now with me stroking you, you wouldn't have to worry where to put that seed. The entire load would be put to good purpose. Your hands stay away, your cock stays hard, sperm stays in your balls, and the longer you stay hard, drippy, and tormented, the more your pent-up mind is going to tingle with anticipation. Think of the horny, dripping ladies walking around here. Every single girl under my tutelage would love to slide this length inside. You'd make them the luckiest girls in the world. Think of them moaning, arching, wanting you inside their confines, their vines wrapping around you, holding you still, dosing you, aphrodisiac and delectable. Every second you're here with me, I am making you more turned on, filling you with more lust, making your heart on, emanate its energy, its desire. Yes, it's a good thing that they've already moved along. It's a good thing they've gone along from here. Because right now, you are such a delicious treat. Right now, you are so good. Tasty, teasing. You're filling my mind. I can only imagine what you would do to them. What you would fill them with. It's need, it's desire. You're delicious. Now pay attention to how good you feel. Don't you see how good you can feel? Sure, there's some torment in the background. Your mind and your cock are resonating perfectly because there's this little bundle of nerves at the base, right behind the base of the shaft, that's sending signals up to your brain, causing the release of chemicals, causing you to want to come. And if you were in charge, you would. It takes a lot of practice. Like I said, you are not sufficiently skilled in the operation of this device. I am. I know not only what I'm doing, I know what you're doing. I know how much squeezing and pulsing is going on. I know how much your mind is moving in time with every stroke of my hand on your shaft. I know what you need, and you need to spill your seed and spurt your mind until there's nothing inside your empty balls. You need to let it all out. You want to let it all out, and it would be such a shame to let it out between visits. You want to come here, in someone here, in this place and in this time, deep inside, spurting, being milked. You want the organic, orgasmic squeezing. If you're going to surrender, won't you get tired or languorous long before I or one of my students would? Every lady in this facility would love to ride you. and all the other ones would watch. Whichever lucky woman slid onto your length, everyone else would watch you pollinate her deepest folds, would watch you squeeze her to you, rutting in her, filling and fucking as she rides and mounts, moving on her own and sliding you along her insides, or even just holding you in her, where you could feel the automatic milking of her confines upon you. There is simply no way to escape from the fact that you know things too. They all know that you would knock them up in an instant if you came in them, and many of them may decide that that's all right. But what you know is that if you climaxed anywhere except inside of one of my ladies, or in me, I suppose, or in my mouth, or in my hand, I'm the only one here likely to do that. They don't have the self-control to put you anywhere except in their drippy, willing pussies. But yes, look how firm it is. Edge to the very limit, dribbling pre-cum. If I put this back inside of clothing, you would just have a wet spot forming from the tip of your erection, walking around so obvious. So we're gonna have to stay here until it lessens, until it is reduced. Don't worry, you're with me. There's someone here to supervise, so you can just sit there and pant, and twitch, and roll your hips, and grind against the seat you're on, and desperately want to come. You want to spurt, you want everything inside your balls to be milked out, but notice how I'm stopping. Notice how I have stopped. I know exactly how to operate you. Exactly how to move your cock. Stroke it and rub your pre-cum along you. Exactly how to change you from someone who thinks only about climaxing to someone who knows the rules of denial, of the mindless ache, in which all the ladies under my tutelage are also participating. You are loaded with a full, heavy load, and I want to taste it. We all do, and now that you know those wants, I stroke you one, and two, and three, and stop. I stop and remove my hand, and look how you twitch. All those involuntary muscles that move the shaft, that erect it, that fill you with the consequences of your own inaction. You complied. You could have strayed. You could have broken the rules. One always has the ability to do so. The consequence is I wouldn't be here. Licking, rewarding, stroking, jerking you. I wouldn't be here grinding my chest against your leg, kneeling down to hold this in my hand. I wouldn't be here as you stay there and stay for me, wait for me, prepare yourself to take everything I give, more and more. Your mind is right where it needs to be, listening. Following, falling for me. You love this. You love being denied like this. And you know you're only going to spill inside a wet, dripping sack. Good. So much of your mind has flowed into your cock, not just through that nervous system connection at the base, but through watching the glistening reflection of pre-cum flowing down it. Seen from outside, it must look quite interesting. How could anything be so completely, utterly for sex? How could something be so virile, so in need of expression? That's what it is. You need to be milked. You need to express yourself. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to express yourself with these lovely ladies. You see, can you hear them milling in the corridor outside? That's right. They want you so badly. They're waiting for you, waiting to taste you. But they're unlikely to let you climax. The only person who was likely to let you climax is me. And I made the decision inside my head. You're not getting that today. My desire can wait. You are on an ascendancy that is much faster than mine. You're going to need climax much sooner than me. In fact, you need it now, and I can wait. Wait to milk you dry, wait to elicit your seed, wait to taste you, give you everything you need. But the air in here smells like sex, and your erection is much too hard to hide, even if you put your clothes over it, and oh, they're nowhere to be found, are they? You're going to have to walk back to your room naked, bare, bearing the stares of everyone out there. That's if you even make it out of this seat. You see, with you exposed as you are, I can just leave you here. Everyone knows where to find you. I doubt the last class went very far, and I have my break next. They're probably coming in here to study. Feel free to stay here. Feel free to stroke or touch, but only to edge. And if you trip over the edge, I'll know. I can always tell when you're emptier than you should be. I can always tell everything that's going on below. Now that they know your nature, they know what you are and how you are, how pent up you are, that you cannot resist them. But they also know that if you came in them, the sheer virility of your long pent up load, admittedly paired with some of the magics I've massaged into you, would result in their immediate pollination, impregnation, filling and flooding with you, and I've really done you a favor by that. Sure, the ladies I'm educating are less likely to come to you, but if they do, it'll be on purpose. They'll be coming to take pleasure and your seed, to give you everything you desire and set you off. They will enjoy you. They will be eager to satisfy. They will have already made their peace with what is going to happen. And the harder and more aroused you get, the more you tempt them. You want to have a load ready for them, don't you? Wouldn't they be so disappointed if you just spilled your load? If you were to masturbate right now, then what happens if 5 minutes later one of my ladies shows up expecting that thick load of sperm I've shown off, expects you to come in them, your balls so pent up? What would happen if they came hungry, their vines wanting to wrap around you while you squirt and spurt a hot load, and all you have are trickles? If you milk yourself, they're as pent up as you are, but they can masturbate and come and masturbate and come, and you need to keep that load ready for them. And maybe they'll come soon. Spurt after squirt is tempting them. They'll be laying in their bunks, dreaming of you, masturbating, touching themselves. But until they come to free you, your hands are going to stay away. Your cock will stay hard. Your balls are full, churning and tormenting your mind. Tingles of fascination and anticipation run their way up, up, up from your lower body into your brain, and all that remains of you is this desperate thing, this person who just wants to come and come and come, but doing so might miss your chance to come inside of them, to come with them squeezing and milking, and I assure you they've all practiced, they've all trained, but none of them has ever drained balls, emptied a cock, has ever felt what you can give them. You are the only example here of something they hunger for, and they will take that hunger out on you. They will take that hunger out on you if you are unwary in your own desires. I know you want them, but make sure it's the right time for you. Of course, I doubt you could resist if they offered it, but that's between you and them. I've said my piece. I've teased and licked and jerked your length, and now you're as close as you can get to coming. If you slipped inside of them, you'd spurt instantly. And I'm going to leave this length exposed. Your clothing's gone, and now I will be too. Your proud, eager, ready cock. Your full, aroused balls pulling against the base of the shaft, almost ready to spurt right now. All those muscles tensed and heated. And I'm gonna leave you here, defenseless and waiting. Good luck not jerking yourself over the edge. Remember, you have a lot of reasons to hold back. And remember that if you do get off, you know what your luck is like. Someone's gonna show up 5 minutes later who wants that full load, and you won't be able to give it to them. Poor thing. Anyone who comes to you wants that hot, thick, filling spurt that you can offer right now. I wonder if you'll still be able to offer it tomorrow. And here they are. I've gotten it nice and warmed up for you, ladies. You should have a taste. I will not be here to watch. Oh, many of you are exuding pheromones already. Look, it's getting harder. It must be very hard to keep one's hands off of that length. All of you. Everybody here wants it to spurt. I can feel all the energy focus so well. Look at the shaft glistening. Isn't it bigger than when we started? Being pent up for so long has made it huge. It would stretch you inside. My rules reign and rule here, though, and not just here, but in the world outside. You must prepare yourselves, ladies, to not immediately succumb. Take your seats. Maybe I'll do an extra lesson. Yes, all of you sit down and breathe deeply. Yes, I have been up to something in here. I have been doing things, lovely little things. There's every possible feeling of sensitivity, sensation, the desire to spurt. I'm dripping. Anyway, I am not going to stop you from following back to the room where my beloved test subject will rest. And I'm not going to stop any of you from agreeing to go there anyway. I am going to leave and spend a nice evening alone, masturbating to what I've just felt and done. But there will be an inspection tomorrow. An inspection of everyone. Every part of everyone. An inspection. Making sure that all of you are ready. That all of you are refraining and abstaining. Hungry as you are, I know it might be quite difficult, but surely you can wait if the payoff is such stupendous pleasure. I'll leave this diagram up here, the spurting, squirting possibilities, and this length is so proud and eager and ready. But you know the consequences. Everyone in this room knows the consequences. Yes, I am touching myself, and I'm the only one here who should be. Good. Now, desire is building, and soon we will all have responsibilities in the outside world. Good luck holding on to things, including the pent-up, seeping sperm in those balls. And the chastity all you ladies have so judiciously maintained. Good night. Sweet dreams. Stay nice and safe.